I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. This is WKSU Shuffle. A new club in Akron wants music lovers to gather around a turntable and listen to their favorite albums from start to finish. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by the Devil Strip Magazine's music editor, Brittany Nader. Brittany, this group wants to make listening to music a social activity again.
Yeah, there's a vinyl listening group or vinyl club, whatever you want to call it. It's held twice a month at the Firestone Park Library. It's not just people hanging out at their house, like, let's listen to a record and talk about it. It's like, we're going to meet at the library. It's like a book club, but for vinyl.
And I know kind of the attraction to this is that in the age of streaming media, like, for example, I listen to all of my music on my phone with my earbuds. It's a very kind of secluded, personal thing, listening to music. And this is a way to kind of have it be like a community.
Exactly. I mean, anybody can listen to a clip of a song or watch a YouTube video and then maybe post a comment about it online and then they're done. Mm-hmm. But this is like, we're going to sit around, we're going to examine the cover art, the lyric sheets, we're going to like listen to it top to bottom, every single track, and talk about it with our peers face to face. So it's totally different.
But with vinyl being so popular again, who is this appealing to? Are they appealing to millennials? Is this an older crowd?
I think a lot of the people who have attended this particular event have kind of been an older crowd. They're mm-hmm. the people who grew up listening to these records, who either never stopped listening because they're like, this is the best way to listen to it. This is what I grew up with. It's the most pure way. The sound is really good. And then there's the people who grew up listening to it who maybe stopped listening to it. And they're like, oh, who cares about those old records? But then they pick them up again for maybe the nostalgic value. And they're like, this is great. I really enjoy this. But then there's also the younger crowd who mm-hmm. are like maybe either just discovering vinyl or kind of collecting it because it's sort of a cool, hip thing that's come back around. And a lot of newer bands are releasing their albums on vinyl now.
So if I'm going to attend one of these vinyl listening club sessions, I'd feel a little pressure. Okay, what album am I going to bring? Do you kind of feel that way too?
Sure. So, well, yeah, the kind of organizer of this upcoming event, Mike Bianchi, he asked me to host or if I'd be interested in hosting an event. And I was like, that's way too intimidating. Like, I don't know who's going to be there, if they're going to judge my music taste. Like, I don't
right,
know.
That's I what I would think.
Yeah. So, well, his example was, he's like, you know, I would bring something like Neil Young's Harvest, which is a classic album that a lot of people have heard. But when's the last time these people have heard every single track one after the other mm-hmm. and really thought about the album as a whole and sat there with the cover art in their hands, the lyric sheets, the liner notes, all of that stuff. So it's like, that's an interesting point because, you know, you might want to impress people with something obscure or something brand new or maybe even something local. But then it's like, well, that's actually a pretty good idea to bring something everyone's heard. But when's the last time they sat in a circle, looked at each other and listened to it and talked about it with people?
It's kind of like making listening to music a social experience.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there is that kind of nostalgic aspect of it because people used to like gather around the radio or gather around their record player when a new album came out. But now it's like, okay, an album drops, you see it on Facebook or some blog or something, and you just like listen to a few tracks really quick or like download it on your phone, listen to it on the way to wherever you're going.
As a music fan myself, I don't really think about talking about the music, but that is something that can really connect people and help you understand some of the music that's so important to you.
Yeah. And, you know, those experiences where you run into someone at a record store and you're both looking at the same record, that's like special to a lot of people, I think. And there's a ton of people who love music and there's a ton of people who collect vinyl. So it's like, why not get together, get out of your house and meet these other like-minded individuals? So I think it's pretty cool. It's a good community-oriented group.
Brittany, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's Devil Strip Magazine music editor Brittany Nader. For information about the next Vinyl Listening Club event, go to WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.